but it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the Metro.
Moving pitchers on the backfield is coming on. Moving pitchers on the far outside. Reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is moving pitchers.
The great gladiator, the gladiator gris. Il a fait encore une fois une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you as we get set to draw the battle line. It's Industry Day coming up this Monday at Grand River Raceway. We'll talk to Kelly Spencer about the great events planned around that. And, of course, the races. The Battle of the Bells, the inaugural, and the Battle of Waterloo. We'll talk to Ken Middleton about that. And we'll talk about the speed these horses are going at these days at such a young age.
A mile in 1 minute and 57 or 8 seconds is championship racing.
Boy, that's fast.
That and more coming up on this edition of Trot Radio.
August 20th through the 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Take in special limited seating events like Ultimate Band Challenge, Yuck Yucks on Tour, and the finals of the FBA Advanced Bartenders Competition, and play the Ponies Tournament. Adrenaline is all about food and drink as we feature over 15 food vendors plus beer and spirit tents. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase tickets for limited seating events online before they sell out. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. The battle lines are drawn, as Grand River announcer Gary Guy likes to say. It's a Battle of Waterloo and the inaugural Battle of the Bells. And with me on the other end of my line, part of the broadcast team, the announcer on the WEG circuit, Ken Middleton. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, good morning, Norm.
No real big surprises as to who the winners were of the eliminations. Most all of them were favorites.
I'm just totally shocked how fast these young colts go.
Oh, yeah.
Not only in the big track, but you put them on the half-mile track, and they're already going miles in 55 and 56 and doing it under wraps and, you know, pacing home in 28 and 27. It's alarming, really.
And most of these horses haven't had more than three or four races under their belt.
And they did it so handily, too. Like, all the winners of the Battle of Waterloo eliminations, it looked like they had even more speed. And I guess they're going to need it come this Monday afternoon. And it's going to be a fantastic race because it looks like it's a well-balanced group.
Who do you like?
The horse that really impressed me the most, well, they all looked impressive, but was the last elimination winner, colt named Lion's Danny. He got away with easy early fractions. He got a quarter and 30 and then down to the half in just 59 seconds. But I really like what he did in the back half of the mile. He came under pressure from a horse named You Keep Me Hanging On. And, you know, he zipped up the backstretch in 28-1. Mm. And then he kicked home 28-1 again. And he just did it with such efficiency. He looks so strong at the end of the mile. He's not a big colt, but he's tidy. He gets around the half mile track real nice, and I'm just going to pray he gets a good post position because he certainly deserves it.
Let's move to the fairer sex, Ken Middleton. Who do you like in the Battle of the Bells?
You know what? Despite post position 8, Tis the Dream is a filly who looked great in her elimination. She made the front for Team McNair, trainer Greg McNair, and driver Doug McNair. And she kicked home strong, won it by 2.5 lengths, and came home in 29-1. She was totally out of wraps. The only bad thing is she's drawn the outside post position in the 8-hole. But all great horses overcome outside post positions, and her greatness level, I guess, is yet to be determined. But she certainly is a good filly, and I'm going to hope that she gets it done for McNair and co-owner Paul Kidd.
Well, as always, Ken Middleton, you are welcome on this program anytime. We appreciate your insight, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday afternoon at Grand River Raceway at the Battle of Waterloo and the Battle of the Bells. Thanks for being on.
All right. Thanks, Norm.
When we come back, we'll be talking to Kelly Spencer about all the great events tied into Industry Day at Grand River Raceway. That's next on Trot Radio. We are back on Trot Radio, and Kelly Spencer, the lady that has taken harness racing out of the box, is with me on the other end of my line, and busy times, huh, Kel?
Busy indeed, yes. We're getting ready for our 19th annual Industry Day event here at Grand River on August the 3rd. Lots of stuff for the kids. You got to keep the kids happy because they keep the big people happy. So,
yeah.
So lots of stuff for them, you know, pony rides, clowns, face painters, those enormous bouncy castles, which are also fun for the adults. Jousting rings, all kinds of stuff.
What about for the big kids?
Yeah, for the big kids, obviously lots of great racing, and we're very excited this year to have Run the Table will be joining us. He's part of the Ontario Sire Stakes Celebrity Horse Tour, where people get their picture taken with him, so it's great to have him back for that. But it's also Run the Table's 25th birthday this year, and we are just tickled that the McNiven brothers have elected to celebrate that occasion at Grand River Raceway. So we're actually going to have an enormous, and I mean enormous, birthday cake for Run the Table. And so we'll be doling out some birthday cake for that and celebrating the great contribution that he's made to the Ontario industry. And it'll be a lot of fun.
You know, it's such a great vibe there. You've got, of course, beverage tents
yes.
going on in the back, among other things. Your food is so incredible. You know, you go there, even though, you know, the regular backstretch food, we're talking Mennonite pies and
yeah.
you know, well, of course, you're in the right area for it, but it's just so fantastic.
It is. It's the fun about Industry Day is that it's a chance for everybody to get together and, you know, chat and tell war stories and maybe tell a few lies here and there in the backstretch. Yeah.
Lies in our game? I don't believe it.
Little white lies, little colorful lies. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really the best way to celebrate this industry because, you know, no matter where we're at or who we are, I think we always have a lot to celebrate. It's a great sport, and this day, I think, really speaks to that.
Well, I'll tell you, yeah. It's a great event, and as always, nothing but the best. Kelly, keep taking our game out of the box. We need you.
You're very kind, Norm. Thank you.
Thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada, produced in cooperation with Boar Communications.